Sussex skipper Chris Nash. First of all, well done, because that was, you know, back-to-back wins, and Sussex right back in the hunt now.
Yeah, it changes very quickly. I think, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, 10 days ago, people were kind of writing us off saying we're a poor side, and two wins and we're looking like a good team again. I think we fielded brilliantly, bowled brilliantly up top, and it just set the scene, and obviously chasing 100, we, you know, we were always favourites.
In any sport, people talk about confidence. You lost 5 on the spin, now you've won 2 on the spin. Head to Gloucester next week, you know, in good heart.
We got so much out of last Friday. I mean, we went to Kent, who had been on fire, and we, you know, I think they probably expected to win, and we stopped them in their tracks and put in a brilliant performance. You look at key moments in a season in 2020, and you look at Hamilton Brown's catch, yeah. Bit of good bowling up top, and suddenly the momentum's back again. So I think it's really important when you have a tough period. You know, we think we played 31 days out of 35 or something, so it's been a hectic period, and momentum's kind of gone against us. So I think it's really important that we do the little things, take our catches, bang out our lengths, and we've done it really well.
You were skipper tonight, and that was a skipper's innings. Were you conscious that you wanted to bat through tonight, Chris?
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, as I said, it's been a tough month. You need people to stand up, and you know, I haven't got the runs I've wanted to all season. And I really wanted to put in a performance and be there at the end today. And I think as long as everyone keeps putting their hand up, we can, you know, we keep winning games of cricket.
You've looked in good nick this season, Chris. You seem to have got to sort of 30s, 40s, and you've been annoyed when you've gone out.
Yeah, it's just been, I mean, it's been one of those things. I mean, I was speaking to, you know, Robert about it, and I've felt in great nick. I've seen off the new ball in Championship cricket, and I've looked good in all cricket. So it's just, you know, almost need to get through it once, and hopefully that will continue in the games to come.
Can form in 2020 sort of translate into Championship form as well? Can the confidence help the side?
I think runs are runs, whether it's for your club, whether it's for second team. I said to Finchie earlier, I mean, he got 120 yesterday, and he came into this game and he didn't look out of place there. You know, he hit a couple of balls and until I ran him out, he was looking quite good. So, but you know, that's a guy who's gone out and got runs yesterday, and it doesn't always matter what standard you play. It doesn't matter what format you play. If you're hitting the ball well, hitting the ball well.
And I could see when you were batting with Harry Finch, you were talking to him. And it, you know, it's a big occasion. 5,000 people in here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he had a taste on Friday and was in a great partnership with Wrighty, match-winning partnership. So he's come in and made an impact straight away, which I'm really happy with. He's been given a key spot at number 3. And I think the way he played tonight, again, up until I ran him out, he was looking really good. So, well, you know, it's great for him. It's great for the club that, you know, the guys like that are coming through.
Has been a heavy schedule, Chris. What happens now in a week off? I mean, do you get to put your feet up? Is that what some of the lads need?
I'm going to play golf, I think, every day and sit on my balcony for a few days. Yeah, look, we need a few. I think we're off till Wednesday now, so we've got 4 days to relax. You know, guys can look after themselves, come in the gym and re-energise the second half. As I said, I think we're 10 games in the Championship, got a whole 50 over comp, and we're over halfway through the 2020. So bulk of the season's done, but now the business end. So I don't think we've performed quite to our level first half. But, you know, this is the business end now. So if we perform now, we can come out with a good, you know, a couple of good wins.
And how conscious are the players thinking about the Championship, Chris? You know, winning the first two, then 8 without a win. And suddenly from looking at the top of the table, a few people are sort of looking over the shoulders at Lancashire and not so much Northamptonshire, but just thinking, you know, we need a couple of wins now.
The whole division looks over their shoulders. I think what splits us and top place is 40 points. So you win 2 on a row. I mean, Durham were down there 2 weeks ago. They've won 2 in a row. They're top now, you know. It is one of those divisions where you're either looking forward and then very quickly looking over your shoulders. So, you know, we're not worried about it yet. We've got 6 games and a couple of wins and we're back up there again. So you don't, you know, I think you only look at the placings at the end of the season. You don't look at them too much now.
Tough run of fixtures. The squad all seem to be together though, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we pulled together really well. I mean, you know, as I said, Friday we took a lot from, and we had a tough game up at Durham. They played some good cricket and they completely outplayed us. Came back a tired team, and you know, we've put it together tonight, so I'm delighted.
It's a great win tonight, Chris. Well done, and look forward to seeing you at Bristol next week.
Thanks, mate. Can't wait.